Then, so you've got 10 people lined up, Rich.
Correct.
How does our arts game work?
I have 5 arts-related questions that need to be answered correctly.
They've got to be answered.
Who answers
must
that
be correctly.
5th question correctly will win
fifth.
The prize.
So we're on that 5th.
So maybe...
Has the vein popped up yet, Mags?
No, not yet.
Do you know what? The vein would never pop up if I didn't feel that I was not being helped.
Listen, you just found out an hour ago that the resort you're booked into tomorrow has a bouncy castle problem with it still up and running at 11 o'clock in the evening. You'll be, you know, you do not like noise at 5 p.m.
No.
Okay? Mm. Tomorrow night, when there are a load of the mums and dads have had sangria at your Grockle Park where you're staying.
Bloody hell, Leanne. Let their kids play at 5 to 11.
Yeah. So, our first contestant this morning is Eileen in Manchester.
Eileen, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Come on, Eileen. Polite, you didn't need to do that. You didn't need to do that. It's a very dumb thing to say. Hey, listen, Eileen, good luck. Hopefully you're going to stay with us, get all 5 questions right, and we'll give you a brand new LG 3D TV.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
Not really, but...
Do you know your arts from your elbow?
Hope so.
Excellent. Okay, Richie, she's all yours. Be careful.
Get all 5 white, you win.
All 5 white, yeah.
All white,
we get this going. All right. The vein. Nazi castle.
Yeah. Eileen, get one of these wrong.
Can you ring reception?
Eileen, get one of these wrong and we will drop you like a stone. All right.
Dear, harsh. Look, catchphrase he's got there. Drop you like a stone.
Thank you. Okay, so first question. Eileen, you ready?
Yeah.
Come on, Eileen. Which music festival is closer to the equator? Bestival or Glastonbury?
Closer to what, sorry?
The equator.
The equator. Festival or...
Bestival or Glastonbury?
The first one.
Bestival. Is closer to the equator. Well done. First question right.
Well done, Eileen. You're still with us.
Oh,
second question. The most famous work of Spanish architect and designer Gaudí are found in which city?
Sorry?
The most famous work of Spanish architect and designer Gaudí are found in which city?
Famous work of Gaudí and... And who, sorry? I'm sorry to be nuisance.
Sorry, she's just Google's playing up here. Broadband is dropping in.
This will be the last time I say this.
Oh, he's getting shirty with you.
The most famous, please be quiet. The most famous work of Spanish architect and designer Gaudí are found in which city?
Is it Barcelona?
Oh,
yeah, well done. Very good.
Google say yes.
Right, listen up to this one. Okay. Nelson's Column in London faces away from one of the UK's biggest museums. What museum is that?
London's biggest museum.
Well, Nelson's Column in London. Nelson's Column faces away from one of the UK's biggest museums.
Typing off. We're going to have to start hurry you along because there's 10 other people, Eileen. If you're going to cheat, please do it quickly. You need to tell us now. Come on.
Could you just have the question one more time?
Come on, Eileen. I need an answer right now. In 3 seconds, then we're going to have to ditch you. Come on.
London's biggest...
No, that's it.
Sorry.
Nice try, Eileen. Okay. You cheat, at least do it quickly. No one minds a cheat if it's quick. If you start to waste my time. Russ, you're up next.
Morning, Christian. How are you?
Okay, same question to Russ, Rich.
Nelson's Column in London faces away from one of the UK's biggest museums. What museum is that?
I'm going to guess at the Natural History Museum. I don't know. I'm
afraid not,
I'm
Russ.
Computer, so I can't cheat.
I'm afraid not. So we move on to Johnny in Edmonton. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
Nelson's Column in London faces away from one of the UK's biggest museums. What museum is that?
The National Gallery.
It is the National Gallery. Well done, Johnny.
Well done, mate. You're still in control, Johnny.
Question 4 out of 5. Which UNESCO World Heritage Site on the mouth of a harbour was opened by the Queen in 1973?
Which UNESCO harbour site?
Which UNESCO World Heritage Site...
My fingers on my keyboard.
On the mouth of a harbour was opened by the Queen in 1973.
1973. UNESCO,
1973. This is unbelievable. The most blatant cheap quiz in radio's history.
1973.
Yes, that's right. 1973, Johnny the Parrot. Pick it up, pal.
It was opened by the Queen,
yeah? Yeah, need an answer, Johnny.
Oh, my God. Shift it!
World Heritage Convention, yeah?
No, World Heritage Site. I need an answer, Johnny.
UNESCO...
Johnny, listen to me carefully. Answer the question, Johnny, now.
Yeah, okay. You're asking which UNESCO World Heritage...
Johnny, that's right. I know the question. Give me an answer or I'm kicking you off the line. Now!
I'm going to go for...
Pick a winner. Let's do it.
RSPCA.
Sorry, no.
Oh, my God.
Scott in Aberdeen.
We've never done one like this.
No, we haven't. Scott in Aberdeen, there's two... Right, you were there, Scott.
Yeah.
Good. Which UNESCO World Heritage Site on the mouth
Richie,
of a harbour...
Richie, my vein is now popping out.
...was opened by the Queen in 1973?
Sydney.
Yay! Yes, the Sydney Opera House. Okay, well done. Right, so, fifth and final question. Get this right, Scott, and you've won. Which 80s artist performed at both the London and Philadelphia Live Aid gigs?
Again?
Which 80s artist performed at both the London and Philadelphia Live Aid gigs?
Bruce Springsteen.
It's the wrong answer, Scott, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry. Barry in Manchester.
Yes?
Get this right, you win. Which 80s artist performed at both the London and Philadelphia Live Aid gigs?
Sounds like you're going around the world right now. You're only up in Manchester.
I'm hoping it's Queen.
It's not.
Oh.
Sorry, Barry. Graham in Perth.
Is it time for Russ?
Could be, and he's not even here. Right, Graham, you there?
Yep, I'll stick my neck out and see Phil Collins.
I didn't it's even need right to ask answer. It.
Graham, my friend, you have won an LG 3D TV 12-month subscription to Sky 3D. Graham, well done. Congratulations, mate.
Brilliant.
Nicked
Can't
in there.
Believe it.
I know, nor can we.